Ezra's Hashem Yisbarach. Today's daf is Kuf Yud Zayin in Maseches Yevamos. I have the schus today to be learning with my wife's grandfather, Rabbi Summers, the daf. And we're going to pick up about 8 or 9 lines from the bottom on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Achas Omeres Meis V'Achas Omeres Lomes. What happens if there are two women that are married to the same man? Now, we've learned previously in the Mishnayos that the halacha is that a woman is believed for iguna, even though normally a woman is pasul la'edus, but when cases of iguna, a woman is believed. What happens if these two women are married to the same man? Achas omeres meis, v'achas omeres lo meis. And so now, it can't be that the husband died and didn't die. The husband either died or did not. So now what are we going to do? Are we going to, normally we would accept the testimony of a woman that her husband is dead, but now we have the man married to two women. So the halacha is, Zusha omeres meis tinasa v'titel ksubasa. The one who says that the husband died could get remarried and take her ksuba. V'zusha omeres lo meis lo tinasa v'lo tinasa tinatel ksubasa. She cannot remarry and she doesn't take the ksuba. Quite a fascinating phenomenon where Bezdin at the same time will be accepting two contradictory idios. Achas omeres meis v'achas omeres nerag. What happens now if one says that the husband died and the other said that he was killed? So here Rabbi Meir has an interesting shita. Rabbi Meir, Omer hol machisha zo zo elu lo yinasu. That the halacha is that once they've contradicted each other, so then in such a case, they cannot get remarried. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Omer hol v'zo v'zo modos shein kayim yinasu. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that no, that once they concede that both agree that the husband did not die, is not alive, so then in such a case, then they could remarry. Now, of course, at first glance, when we're reading the Mishnah, it would seem, you agree with the Zaydi, that it would seem that if the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir says that if they contradict each other, so then they can't get remarried. But in the Reisha, there, what was the case? The case was, they were also contradicting each other. There you believed them. So, Lechura, this statement of Rabbi Meir doesn't seem to be consistent with the original halacha that we learned in the Mishnah. It sounds right, no?
Yeah.
See? Okay. So that continues the Mishnah on the last line, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Eid Omer Meis, Ve'eid Omer Lo Meis. What happens if one eid says that the husband died, and one aide said that he didn't die? That's different than the case of the Reisha, because in the Reisha was the wife who herself said it. Isho meretz meis, v'isho meretz lo meis. Or it's no longer the wife.
Eid echad in each case.
That's right. In each case it's eid echad, and here it's an isho meretz meis, v'isho meretz lo meis. Harezo lo tinase. Then in such a case, then she cannot get remarried. So one would need to explain again the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. How's that different than the case of the first case in the Mishnah, where one woman says her husband has died and one woman said her husband didn't die?
What if there was no contradiction, just one aide who said that the husband died?
So that we had a previous Mishnah. That we had a previous Mishnah that says an aide echad is neman when it comes to aguna. That we already learned, and eid echad is neman be'aguna. And then now we have this after that chidush. What happens if you have hakhasha? So that was a previous mishnah. Okay, continues the gemara on the top of kuf yud ches amud aleph, 2 lines from the top. Taima de amra lomes. This halacha applies only if she says she didn't, that her husband didn't die. When we learned in our mishnah, we said that the halacha is that if one of the wives say the husband is dead, and the other wife says that the husband is alive. So the wife who said the husband is alive is not allowed to get remarried. But what happens if there are two wives, and only one testifies? Taima de amra lo meis. If the other wife says she didn't die, she can't remarry. Ha ishtaka. But if she would be silent, what's the mashmos of the Mishnah? Tinasei. So then in such a case, halacha would be that she's able to get remarried. Ha ein sara mi'ida l'chaverta. But don't we have a rule that the two wives don't get along? They're jealous of each other. I just was reading a book by an Israeli secularist who describes, he was traveling around the Bedouin areas, and he was describing this phenomenon of those people who have more than one wife, the phenomenon of tzara still exists very, very, very well in here in the Middle East. The concept, mamish pshuto kimashmo, the way Chazal had the concept of tzara. There still is a tzara. How two women who are married to the same man, they can't get along. Ha'ein tzara me'ida l'chaverta. So the mashmos of the Mishnah seems to be that the tzara can't be made, says the Gemara loy. Mase it's trichalei. The chidush is not that if the first wife testifies and the second wife does not testify, so then in such a case that she could marry. No, because the rule of tzara ain't tzara meyida lechaverta. That's the rule of thumb. However, there's a different chidush in regards to mase. Sal kadaita chamina ha meis vahadikamra lo meis lekilkula letzara hidikamechavna. Fascinating chidush, and that is that. The chiddush is that when the second one is meid, maybe she would be allowed. Yeah, maybe she'd be allowed to get married. Why? Because the only reason she's saying lo meis is to mess up the other tzara. V'tomas nafshi in plishtim kamra.
Even though she would be losing the ksuba.
Right, right. Fascinating. Even though she'd end up losing, this cheshbon tomas nafshi in plishtim, of course, is the expression of Shimshon Agibar. That Zaidi, you taught Navi, right?
Pardon?
You taught Navi. You taught these.
Yes, of course.
Thomas Navshi and Plishtim Kamra Kamash Malan. The chiddush is that the halacha is that she is going to be believed, and that will become a stira in the edus. And the wife who says husband is dead will be able to remarry, but the tzara will not be remarried. We also learned in our Mishnah, Achas Omeres Meis. We had learned in our Mishnah, one says that she had died, v'achas omeres loimis. So that was a machlokis between Rebbe Meir, or achas omeres, not loimis. My oldest son walked in, he said loimis. Actually, this was the case of Nerag. In the case of achas omeres meis, achas omeres Nerag. So then in such a case, the halach is, Rebbe Meir said, hol machishos, they're not going to be neman. So Baruch Hashem, we were mechaving to the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks the following kasha, v'lifrog Rebbe Meir bereisha. What's the difference between the reisha and the seifa? When it came to the reisha, we said, the halach is that even though the first wife is contradicted by the second wife, we believe the first wife vis-a-vis herself, and we don't believe the second wife. So why is it that when it comes to the case of Ma'edus Machishos, where Rabbi Meir one has a case where one is contradicting the next, so then Rabbi Meir says they're not believed. But if according to that would be so, so then why in the first case does Rabbi Meir not disagree and say that since one wife is contradicting the other wife, so in such a case it's Edus Machishos as well. Frek the Heilige Gemara, v'liflag Rabbi Meir bereisha, let Rabbi Meir disagree in the reisha, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lazar b'machloikis shinuya. Rebbe Lazar answers that this is involved with a machloikis. Okay, Zaidi points out to me that Rashi spells out what this means. B'machloikis shnuya, b'machloikis ha'achrona, af rishayna shnuya. The machloikis ha'achrona also is this original machloikis. D'lo teima stama divrei akolhi el Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon Yidamri tzar lo ma'kosha. Eino chanami, it's dependent on the previous machloikis. And it's one is going to be dependent on the next. So the Gemara says, "B'machlok Amar Rabbi Lazar b'machlok ishnuya." For Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, he and Eino Chanami, the Tanakam of our Mishnah back into the Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Afilu tema Rabbi Meir." Rabbi Yochanan argues, "No, that we're going according to Rabbi Meir." Could even go according to Rabbi Meir. Feel Rabbi Meir might. Even Rabbi Meir agrees. The chol loy meis be'edus isha lav hakchashahi. When there is a testimony of loy meis, then that's not considered hakchasha. So interesting svar is Zaidi, right? What? So maybe the svar. Tell me what you think. Maybe the svar is like this: that when it comes to loy meis is not the same statement of fact as meis. In other words, mace, you need to witness an event. An event, the person died. Lo mace is not necessarily an event. So lo mace, how do you know lo mace? You were with the person for every second for the last 10 years? How do you know lo mace? So that's not considered a hakasha on mace. Is it a decent svara?
Yeah.
Maybe that's a svar. The chol omeis beilisisha lav hakashi. Tznan. Eid omer meis veid omer lomeis. One aid says that the husband died, another aid said the husband didn't die. Isha omeris meis, visha omeris lomeis. Harezo loti nase. Then it's considered hakasha. Bishle malur rabbi Lazar, stomach rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Lazar, then we're following Rabbi Meir, everything's fine. El Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, but according to Rabbi Yochanan's Pshat, that's not considered Hakasha when someone says Lo Meis. So we see over here that it is considered a Hakasha. So Gemara concludes, Kasha, that's a good Kasha. Let's continue next Mishnah. A woman goes with her husband to Chutz Laretz. Far away, ubava amra meis baili, and then she comes and she says, "My husband died." Tinasa vititil ksubasa v'tzarasa asura. Like we learned in the previous Gemara, the edus is not going to impact the tzara. Haisa bas yisrael l'kayin. But what happens if there was a bas yisrael that was married to a kayin? So then toichal b'truma, even though there is an aid that said that her husband had died, or even she says her husband had died, she could still eat truma. Divrei Rebbe Tarfon. What in the world is the pshat Rebbe Tarfon? Her husband was her right to be able to eat truma. So Rashi explains in Tochal b'truma. Rashi says becheskas shebay lo kayim. There is a chazaka that her husband is alive. Ve'ena choshesh le'edus tsarasa, and we don't listen to the edus of the tsar. So Rashi explains that we're talking about over here is the tzara. We're not talking about the original wife. The original wife, of course, once she's mutter to get married, so she's no longer married to this guy, and if it's a kohen, she can no longer eat truma, correct. However, the tzara, so the halacha is that now we don't believe the edus vis-a-vis the tzara, then she could eat truma. That's the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ein Zo Derech. This is not correct. Motzi Asa Midei Avera Ad Shetehei Asura Linasei Vasura Lech Milecho Betruma. Says Rabbi Akiva, this is not the way to take her out from Avera. In other words, it's not the way to take her out from the halachos of eating truma, and what emerges is that the only way you could deal with this problem is number one, ashite asur linase vasur milachol betruma. The only way to take her out from avera and ichshash avera is to aser both. Even though, as Zaidi pointed out before, it's contradictory, but nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva says we're concerned about the avera. If we're concerned about the avera, we have conflicting information, so you have to be machmir in both directions. Continues the Mishnah, Amra meis baili va'achar kach meis chami. What happens if she says her husband died, and then she says that her father-in-law died? Tinase vitito ksubasa. She could get remarried and take her ksuba. V'chamosa asura. But her mother-in-law is going to be asa. Rashi explains that this is based on the halacha that a kala, that a daughter-in-law, cannot be meid al chamosa. Let's take a look at Rashi. V'chamosa asura. She'ein kala me'ida l'chamosa. Daughter-in-law doesn't testify on her mother-in-law. Okay. I don't know if as a grandson-in-law I'm supposed to be masbir right now, this line. But Baruch Hashem, there is also the exact opposite hargashas. Okay, so the Mishnah now continues. So Amra meis bai levachakach meis chami, tinasa v'tito ksubasa v'chamosa asura. Haisa bas Yisrael l'koin. If she was a Bas Yisrael that was married to a Kohen, so now it gets a little bit complicated. Chamosa, who is not going to be believed on the Eidos of the Kala, nevertheless, if she, Rashi explains, was married to a Kohen, Tocha B'Truma. We're going to accept the Eidos vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis Truma. Right? Because to be matir her, the mother-in-law, that we're not going to do. But the edus should be enough to be matir for truma. However, this is the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon. The Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Ein Zeh Darach Motzi Midei Avera. Same expression again from Rabbi Akiva. Ad Shetei Asur Linasei Vasura Milechol Betruma. Both are going to need to be Asur. Analyzes the Gemara, our Mishnah, Utsricha. We had two cases in our Mishnah where Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva are arguing. One was a case in which a Tzara was testifying vis-a-vis another wife, and Rabbi Tarfon said we entirely disregard her even vis-a-vis the halachas of Truma. And then we had another case in which we had a daughter-in-law testifying about the mother-in-law, and there Rabbi Tarfon again says we entirely disregard her testimony. Utsricha says, Gmar, di itmar hach kamaisa. In the first case, Rabbi Tarfon says that we disregard her testimony. Beha kama Rabbi Tarfon mishum de tsar de gufa. Because there is tsar, the tension between these two couples that relate to their guf, that relate to a guf, who is the husband going to be with, etc., etc. Avol chamosa de tsara mili de alma. But when it comes to chamosa, it's not tsara de guf, but there are general tensions. So then, in moda de Rabbi Akiva, then maybe we should be choshesh to the words of the daughter-in-law tasara truma. So comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara says, even in the Sefer, Rabbi Tarfon says, we ignore the daughter-in-law's testimony. V'yitmar baha, and if we only had the Sefer, baha, come Rabbi Akiva, then maybe Rabbi Akiva says that we take into account the daughter-in-law's words. But aval bahach, when it comes to the Reisha and Mamoda, Rabbi Tarfon, where there is a Tzara, we entirely disregard, says Rabbi Akiva, no. Tzricha, Rabbi Akiva also there says, Ein zo derech maitzimi de avera, and she's going to be acceptable, the first wife, in making truma usher to the second wife. Period. Amar Yudah Amar Shmuel. Halacha ke Rabbi Tarfon. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon that says that we entirely disregard the edus of a tzara and a kala. Amar Abay Afanan. Amin Tanini. We also learned the same thing. Nitenli ben bimedinas hayom. If a woman says that she had her husband who gave her a child, she had a child far away, and then she testifies, Mace Bini, first my son died, Va'achar Kach Baili, then my husband died, and therefore now she's in the parsha of Yibum, Nemenes, she's believed. Because Allah is, if a woman dies without children, she's in Yibum. Baili Va'achar Kach Bini, ain't a Nenes. But if she says her husband died, and then her son, and therefore she's not Zalkik Libum, she's not believed, V'choshesh in Lidvareha, but we're choshesh for her words, V'choletzes V'lo Misyemeles. But she does not do Yibum, she only does Chalitza. Lidvareha hu dechoshishin, we're choshesh for her words, we're medayik. Ho'divrei Tzara, but any words of a Tzara, ain't choshin, we're not choshesh for her words. Continues the Gemara with a new Mishnah on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis Kiddush Achas Michamesh Nashim. If a man did Kiddushin with five women, so now we have an entirely new sugya, and that is Safek of a man's Kiddushin to five women. This is a very important Mishnah, both in Hilchos Kiddushin and Gerushin, as well as in Hilchos Sveikos. Vein Yodea Ezo Kiddush, but he doesn't know which one he married. Kol Achas Omeres Osi Kiddush. Each one says, I was the one who was married. No sengeta called achas v'achas umniach ksuba beinen umistalik div Rabbi Tarfon. Another machlokis between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon says that he only has to give one ksuba. Nevertheless, he has to divorce all of them. Rabbi Akiva omer, ein zo derech motzi midei avera, ad sheiten get uksuba l'kol achas v'achas. There's no way to save for achshash avera except if he also gives ksuba to each one. A very important halacha that also appears above a kama, which is a parallel to the case of Isurin and Gezel, Gozal Echan Mechamisha. Person steals from five people, Vein Yodea Meizem Gozal, and doesn't know who he stole from. Kol Echad Omer Oisi Gozal. Each one of them says, you stole from me, Mini Gzela Beinayan, Umis Dalek. You put the Gzela in between them and leave. You have to be choshesh. Rabbi Akiva is in general lishita, so you have to be choshesh for every possibility, and therefore, even though he stole once, to be mekayim he has to return to all of them. The Gemara deduces,
about our Mishnah on the first wide line on Kuf Yud Chesam Beis, Kidesh Ketani, Baal Lo Ketani. Number one, the Mishnah talks about a case in which Kedushin was done, but there weren't relations. Number two, Gazal Ketani, Lokach Lo Ketani. Also, it says Gazal, and it didn't say Lokach. What's the case of Lokach? Lokach means to buy, to purchase. We're not talking about a case of where he bought from one of them and he's not sure who he bought from. And the Gemara says something sharp. Mani masnisan lo tanakam lo b'shim ben Elazar. It seems to be inconsistent with the shita, both Reb Shim ben Elazar and the Tanakama. What's Reb Shim ben Elazar? The sign, Reb Shim ben Elazar omer. Lo nechleku Rebbe Tarfa Rebbe Akiva al shekidesh achas michamesh nashim ve'eni yodei ze kidesh shemniach ksuba b'einei mastalek. The machlokis between Rebbe Tarfa Rebbe Akiva does not exist in a case of Kedushin. There, when it comes to Kedushin, he's not sure who he married, then of course it will be a davar pashut, that all he has to do is give the ksuba, one ksuba, and then he's going to be yotze. Al-ma-nechleku, when did Rabbi Akiva say you need to pay everybody? Al-shabah, when there was relations. Rabbi Tarfon omer miniach ksuba b'neinu mistalik, Rabbi Akiva omer shishalem l'kol achas v'achas. The logic behind the statement of this braisa is that the only time Rabbi Akiva is going to be machmir is if they did kedushe bia. The Gemara has an expression, rav mangid al misha kidesh b'bia. So if he did bia, which is inappropriate, so then in such a case, he's got to pay everybody according to Rabbi Akiva, which seems to be not consistent with our Mishnah, because our Mishnah, as Rashi explains, Kedushe Ketani, the mashma that Rabbi Tarfon would agree that if it's Baal, then he has to pay five times. Yet here, we see it's only Rabbi Akiva that says that. Similarly, the Braisa says, Lo nechlak Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Akiva al shalokach mechach mechamish bnei admezen lokach, that there Rabbi Akiva would agree that sheminiach demei mekach bnei mistalek, lo nechleku ela shegazal mechamisha. The only time they have machlokis is if he stole from five. Shamar Rabbi Tarfon miniach gzeil bnei mistalek, Rabbi Akiva amat shisham gzeil kol echad ve'echad. And now we go back and compare that to our Mishnah. Mid ka'amar Rabbi Shim ben Elazar b'kidesh v'lokach lo pligi. When Reb Shim ben Elazar says that it was Kidesh and Lokach, there isn't a Machlokas, then in such a case, both Rabbi Kim and Rabbi Tarfon agree that you only have to play once. Michlal de Tanakama Savar Pligi. That seems to indicate that the Tanakama disagrees. And the Tanakama holds that only by Kidesh v'Lokach does Rabbi Tarfon say that you could only pay once. But if it's Boal or Gazal, then he has to pay five times. Mani, so then who is our Mishnah working with? E Tanakama, if it's following Tanakama, then Rabbi Tarfon set his position only Lisni Kidesh V'Lokach, not a case of Gazal. Yet our Mishnah speaks about a case of Gazal. E Rabbi Shim ben Elazar, Lisni Baal V'Gazal. If it's following Shim ben Elazar, then it's consistent with our Mishnah only in a case of Baal, not a case of Kidesh. Answers the Gemara, La'olam Rabbi Shim ben Elazar, my Kidesh, Kidesh Bibia. You have to learn that we're going according to Rabbi Shim ben Elazar, and when our Mishnah says Kidesh, it means Kidesh with Bia. And the reason why it says Kidesh Tana Kidesh Adiacha Kocho de Rabbi Akiva, that it's coming to tell us the strength of Rabbi Akiva's position, where Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Tarfon and says, if you're Kidesh Bibia, the halacha is that you have to do it five times. But here it says Dafka, the Lashon of Kidesh, to emphasize the following point. Lo Diach Kocho de Rabbi Akiva, the Avagav de Surah de Rabbanan of it, even though Bia is a form of Kiddushin, and therefore it is Kaddish, of a Knas, nevertheless you did a Knas. And Tana Gezel, and the reason why it said Gezel, even though according to Reb Shim ben Elazar, they're also Cholek on Mekach, Lo Diach Kochad Rabbi Tarfon, Da'avagav Disur, Da'arais Ovid Lo Kanis. The Rabbi Tarfon holds that even when it comes to Gezela, where he was over, and Issa D'Oraisa, where he sold from one of them, he only has to pay back one object, and he doesn't have to pay back five. Says our Mishnah, Haisha shalcha hiu bailo ulumdina sayam. Ubnai mahem. A woman goes to a foreign country. Ubasvarma meis bailo vachakach beispini. We mentioned this on the bottom of Kuf Yud Chesamid Aleph on the bottom. And then she says that after her husband died, her son died, and therefore the halacha is that she's exempt from Yibum Nem Menes. Meis bini vachakach meis bailo. She's not believe, and she has to do chalitza, we're simply choshesh, but to the point that we wouldn't still allow for yibum. What about the opposite? I had a son who was born, then my son died, then my husband died, and therefore the halacha would be that she be zokuk yibum. And we're choshesh for her words, that it is possible that the son only died afterwards, and therefore the halacha is that she would do chalitza in that case. The logic the Rishonim spell out over here of why she's not believed to say meiz bayli v'achakach b'ni is because she left with a chazaka that she was chayeves in Yibum, because she had no children. If now she says that she had a child and the child died after the husband, then she's going to be pater for Yibum. On that, we don't believe her, but we don't allow Yibum, we only do chalitza. In contrast to the case that we had above, where the son died before the husband, so then her state is exactly how she left, and that is a woman who's chayevas in Yibum if she doesn't have a husband. Nitinli yavam b'medina sayam. What if she left the country without us being aware that there was any yavam? For example, let's say her husband had no brothers. Now she says she traveled to Chutz Arts and then her mother-in-law had another boy from her husband's father. So then in such a case, what would be the halacha if she says, Amra beis bailiv achakach beis yimmi? She says her husband died, she was chayv in Yibum, but then the Yavam died. Yibimi v'achakach baili. What happens if she says the Yavam died first and then the Baal? Nemenes. Because in both of those cases, she is saying that she's now exempt from Yibum, which, as far as we knew, there was no Yavam altogether when she left. Nemenes, she's believed. She and her Baal and her Yabam went away. In both cases, she's now saying that she's no longer chayiv in Yibum. She's not believed because when she left with a chazaka, she had a Yabam, a potential Yabam. And if her husband would die, then she'd be chayiv to do Yibum. She'ena isha ne'menes lomar mi'es yibmi, because a woman is not believed to say me'es yibmi in order she'tinase, in order that she should be able to get married to someone else. Vilo, and she's also not believed to say me'esa achosa, that her sister died, to be able to marry her sister's husband. Of course, there's an iser of achos ishto. So she's not believed to say, my sister died, and now I'm able to marry her husband, Shetikanis Lebeso, in order that she could marry her brother-in-law. Ve'eina ish ne'eman lomar meis achi. And a man is not believed to say that my brother died, Sheyibem ishto, in order that he'll be able to do yibum. Ve'lo meisa ishto, Sheyisa achoso. And similarly, he's not allowed to say that his wife died. A man is not allowed to say his wife died to be able to marry his wife's sister. If a man gave a get to a third party that he appoints a shliach to be mekabel a get for his wife, Reuven appointed Shimon to be mekabel a get for Reuven's wife, b'makom yavam, so that in a case of when the husband dies, that she would be divorced retroactively, as Rashi explains, and she won't have to do yibum. Ma, what's halacha? Kiman de sanyale, since she might hate the yavam, schusula, it's a schus
for her to have Shimon accept the get on her behalf, a very fundamental shaila here in the Gemara. V'zachin la'adam shlo b'fanav, and we say in Bava Metzia that there is a zechus for someone to take an object on behalf of somebody else, and therefore I'm allowed to pick up a nice basketball on behalf of a teenager if it's hefker in the street, and automatically the teenager is kone. Al dilma kiman de zimnin de rachmana de rachmale. But if, since there are times that she does like the yavam, so then in such a case chovula, the divorce is a chov and chav lang shal b'fanav. So how do we look at the concept of zechiyah from quote unquote saving a woman from yibum? Amarle. Rav Nachman responded to Rava Tanina. We learned v'choshel darvareha v'choletzes v'lo misyavemes. We learned in our Mishnah that we take into account her words, her testimony, and then we don't allow, if her testimony says that she's aser for the avam, so then in such a case we don't allow her to do the yibum. What are we pulling out of our Mishnah? That the fact that a woman testifies, in of itself, we are not sure whether to believe her or not, and we don't assume automatically that she hates the Yavam, and that is the reason that she's not going to tell the truth. Rather, we're Choshesh Lidvareha. If we're Choshesh Lidvareha, that must be because we're not sure if she is motivated to tell the truth or not when it comes to Yibum. So we see that there's a suffix that we have whether the husband, the Yavama, wants to be married to this Yavam or not. And so too over here, we're going to have a shash in regards to the zechiyah of a get on her behalf. And therefore, as well in this case, you'll have to do chalitza mi suffix. We have a similar shaila. What happens if Reuven gives to Shimon on behalf of his wife a get? And that's due to a machlokes. On the one hand, they're fighting, so it's a schus. Odilma, or maybe nicha de gufa adifla. She'd prefer to be with him despite the fact of machlokes. Tashmak, I'll bring you a proof. So one side is to prove it from this beautiful expression of Chazal, that a woman would prefer to be married than to live alone. So since Tav L'Meisav Tanu Mil L'Meisav Armelu, so then in such a case, it's not a zchus to take it on her behalf. Chazal said it in different ways. Tav L'Meisav Tanu Mil L'Meisav Armelu. We had some of these expressions already earlier. Abai Yomer Deshumshana Gavra. Kursaya Bechorsa Ramila. Even if the guy is as small as an ant, nevertheless, she shows to everybody that she is amongst the women who are Chashuv. Her seat is amongst women who are Chashuv. Rav Papamar Dinaftsa Gavra. Even a woman whose husband is just involved in cleaning wool, which was not a respectable living, Tikre Bisipe Bava Vitesev. She's not embarrassed to sit next to him. Ravashi Omar Dekulsa Gavra. Even if there is something that is lacking in her family, in other words, here it's a euphemism. Kulsa normally means to praise. However, it refers to a negative thing. Loboi Tolfche Likdira. She won't even ask him for the tiniest thing because she'd rather to be married to him. Tana vikulan mizanos tolos bivalein. Sometimes a woman that's like that wants to stay married because she'll be able to be mizane and claim that it's her husband, the child is from the husband. Not because they actually enjoy staying living with him, but it is a good cover. I don't think the expression here, vikulan, means in every single case these women, but vikulan, in all of these above cases, there are women who are mizane vitolos bibalean. So this is the Gemara's maskana, that it would not be a zchus for a woman to have someone be mekabel get on her behalf because of the klal of tav l'meisav tandu milmeisav armelu. Bezer Hashem, we've finished the 15th perek, Kuf Yud Ches.
as well in Maseches Yevamos. Be'ezer Hashem, we're looking forward to continuing the march and beginning Maseches Ksubis shortly. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Kuf Yud Ches in Yevamos.